From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today. And this week, we are looking at a very important, a very serious, a very significant subject. It's the subject of examining yourself to make sure that you are really saved. You know, when it comes to preparing these programs for this broadcast that we've been doing ever since 1989, I always seek the direction of the Lord. For I want to make certain that what I share with you is what God wants me to share with you. And as I anticipated putting together these programs, a number of things were going through my mind. But it's as though the Lord just directed me to this passage in 2 Corinthians 13, and I've dealt with it many times on this broadcast. But I believe that the Lord has led me to deal with it this week, because there is someone, and it might be you, or some individuals who think that they are saved, but they're really not born again. The passage of Scripture that we are looking at this week is 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where Paul says, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you know Christ as your personal Savior? Yesterday, I asked two questions as it relates to this, and those two questions were as follows. Number one, have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? And the second question was, suppose that you were to die today and stand before God, and He would say to you, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" What would your answer be? Beloved, it's important for you to consider those questions. It's important for you to examine yourself. You know, the first church that I pastored was in Washington, D.C., a small church located near Andrews Air Force Base. It was called then. Today, I think it's called the Joint Base Andrews. And one Sunday night after church, some of us men were standing around talking, and I was talking to one of the fellows who was a charter member of that church. In the process of our discussion, he made this statement. He said, "You know, Pastor, I've been involved with this church for many, many years. I've taught Sunday school class. I've been a deacon. I've led the singing. I've been in the choir. I've done many things," and he went on and on. But he said, "I've just come to the realization that I have never been saved." Think of that. A charter member of the church coming to the realization that he had not yet trusted Christ. Well, we talked with him a little bit there, and then he went home, and his wife had gone home ahead of him because we had that meeting after church. And when he went home, he sat down with her in their living room and expressed to her what he expressed to us. And in the course of their discussion, she said, and she called him by name, she said, "You know, I don't think I've ever trusted Christ as my Savior either." Now, she was brought up in a Catholic home, but as a part of that local body, as it were, there, that Baptist church there near Washington, D.C., she was involved with the founding of the church herself. And again, she was involved in Sunday school. She was on the missions committee, as I recall. And she looked at her husband and she said, I don't think I've ever been saved either. Wow. How could somebody be involved with starting a church, teaching the Bible, fellowshipping with other Christians, being involved with sending missionaries out to the world for year after year after year, and yet never trust Christ? Well, number one, it's through the deception of Satan. If Satan can get somebody to think that they're saved and they're not, then he's happy. And then sometimes I think that just in our own minds, it's easy to explain things away. Oh, I've been brought up in the church. If anybody will go to heaven, it will be me. Maybe one of these days I will personally share my testimony with you as to how I actually thought that at one time as well. But could that be you? Could you be a person who has been involved in a church for many years, but you cannot find the time when you've trusted Christ? Now, we are looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. And the significant thing to take to note as we look at this verse is that this verse was spoken to a church, the church at Corinth. Those who should have been saved. Now, we realize that the church at Corinth was a very carnally minded church. But there were people involved in that church that no doubt the Spirit of God was very concerned about, because he led the Apostle Paul to write this in his letter, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. That was a message given to a literal local church, supposedly made up of born-again believers. And so I say to all of you who are church members, all of you who are on the church board, all of you who are religious, are you sure that you're saved? You know, when we look at that particular verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, there are some very significant words. First of all, there's the word examine. He says, examine yourselves. That means to put to the test, to make sure that you're really saved. And by the way, the best way to examine yourself is to ask the Spirit of God to do the examination. I often think of those words of the psalmist David as he spoke over in Psalm 139. And I'm certain that many of you are very familiar with that passage of Scripture as well. When he was talking about the fact that the Lord is everywhere, God is everywhere, God knows everything. But notice what he says in the last two verses of that great psalm, Psalm 139. He says in verses 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You see, the psalmist David asked God to search his heart. So in this examination of making certain that you're saved, ask God to search your heart through his Holy Spirit. Then there's the word faith. He says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. That word faith means to have genuine faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Have you ever trusted Christ as your personal Savior? Have you? Are you certain? Do you know for sure? The next word I identify is the word prove. He says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. That word prove means to be found approved of God after taking the test. In other words, examine yourself. Ask God to examine you through the ministry of his Holy Spirit to make certain that you're saved. Prove it to yourself. Can you prove to yourself today that you're saved because you know you've trusted Christ? Then the next word I want to identify is the word know. He says, know ye not your own selves. That word know means to be fully persuaded without any doubt of your salvation. He says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you? And look at this, except ye be reprobates. That word reprobate is a very significant word. It means to be put to the test and found lacking. It talks about testing metals to see if they are pure or if they maintain a lot of impurity. And when they test metals to be used, if they maintain a lot of impurity, those metals are cast out. They're reprobates. They're put to the test and found lacking or found wanting. And simply it means, in this context, to be rejected by God due to the lack of salvation. All who come to faith in God through Jesus Christ are accepted by God. But if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you are a reprobate, and when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, having not trusted Christ, you'll be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Beloved, I know I'm doing a lot of repeating today, and probably will throughout the course of this week, but the most important thing you can do right now is to examine yourself to make sure that you're saved. And if you find that you've trusted Christ as Savior, or you know without a doubt that you're saved, that you're born again, praise God. But if you cannot find a time when you've trusted Christ, you've been religious all of your life, you've been a church member, but you've never personally trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there where you are, to call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow we'll continue our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.